Well, hello guys. Now, here's a recent review of Cracker Barrel. Now, it's done by two femons, but even so, it seems like a very honest review.
Okay, we came to Cracker Barrel tonight for dinner. Our rolls are tiny and hard.
Biscuits are hard.
Oh, this one's hard. Biscuits. And it is so dead. Hold on, let's send this out. Hold on. There's nobody here. However, my husband's food looks really good.
That boy listens to everything, but he don't miss it.
Not even a little bit. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we just got done. I will say the hash brown casserole tasted like literal cardboard. It was awful. They changed that, and even the waitress said they had completely changed the recipe on that. My dumplings are not the same dumplings that they used to be. The mac and cheese was actually still good. That wasn't bad.
How can you screw up mac and cheese?
Yeah, the coleslaw was awful. Overall, I probably would not be back. Unfortunately.
Done.
Yeah, I was really sad because I usually love Cracker Barrel, and
I'll come for breakfast and try it. See if it's changed.
Yeah,
and then
I'll do breakfast. Try breakfast. Overall, I'm not impressed, and I'm not okay with it. But anyways, you guys have a great night. Bye.
So there you go, guys. Of course, Cracker Barrel has changed. They don't actually cook the food on site much anymore. I think it arrives pre-cooked, and they just heat it up. And we all know the difference in taste, say from Wendy's or McDonald's. The Femons actually never mentioned that the whole of Cracker Barrel is almost taken over by Femons. They're probably just interested in getting some attention. The only way Cracker Barrel is going to be successful again is to go back to cooking the way they used to, and keeping everything the same. And would be advantageous to remove the CEO and the whole marketing team who got it completely wrong. Anyway, guys, let me know what you think. You take it easy now.